Deny Knowledge going up and down in the one spot at the 200. Esty Feeney goes up and claims her. They were followed next by Little Mix and Strawberry Rock. But the leader is Esty Feeney, is coming clear from Hungary to Caulfield, is going to take out the Mornington Cup.
Brilliant call again. From Hungary to Caulfield, that's where Esty Feeney will find after winning the ticket in to the Caulfield Cup. And Dan Stackhouse, what a day it was for Dan, rode it magnificently well, and he joins us this morning. Stacky, congratulations.
Thank you, guys, and good morning.
Gee, it was an interesting race because we saw Deny Knowledge almost looking like Pride of Jenny halfway through the race, and you were just trucking into it from about the 800 metres. Were you pretty confident a long way out?
Well, mid-race, I sort of kept looking to see where Divine Knowledge was, and I could see it was a long way away from me, and I had a lot of horse underneath me and sort of nowhere to go. I had First Immortal to my outside, and I could see he was sort of under pressure from the 800, and I sort of had to bump him out of the way and just really put my horse into the race, and he really surprised me how well he quickened like that.
Dan, Nick Foote here. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win. We've seen a couple of these tearaway tactics employed over the past couple of weeks. Is there a little bit of nervousness, a feeling of, I guess, a little bit of anxiety going through the body when Deny Knowledge is torn away by that far and you're thinking, geez, when do we push the button?
Yeah, look, that was always sort of going to happen in that sort of race. It has sort of racing pattern. And it was just sort of up to the other riders not to let it get too far away. And saying that, they went a solid gallop pretty much the whole way. And going into the race, look, I didn't really think I was a winning hope going into it. So that was a bit more of a surprise. And once my horse sort of quickened up when he got out, I thought a long way from home I was going to pick him up.
Dan, from following on from Pride of Jenny's win the other day, and the conversation, the scrutiny from the jocks that were in that race behind her, from those watching of the jocks that were behind her, the analysis of the times, does a race like that play on your mind in a race like Saturday when you're kind of watching it happen again? Like, did you think at any stage of that Pride of Jenny race, or is it just a completely different scenario and something like that's not even registering?
Yeah, I think I said actually mid-race to Michael McNabb, he was sort of to my ass. I said, this leader's, or I shouldn't swear, but this leader's a long way away from us. It's going to take some catching. So it did play on my mind sort of mid-race. And it's sort of hard when you get back in a field like that to make up that ground. You just sort of need those other horses to really take you into it. But it just probably worked out in my favour that I got the right runs at the right time.
So, given what Ben Mellon was saying in that race, saying, oh, second and third should have got going, did you say to Michael at the time, go on, mate, you get going and I'll follow you in?
No, not at all. But I could sort of see when I got closer into the race that Divine Knowledge was sort of coming to the end of its run prior to the corner. I was like, oh, this might win this. So I was getting quite excited a long way out.
It's a long way from Mornington to Caulfield for a horse like Esty Feeney. And he'll be a 10-year-old by the time the Caulfield Cup rolls around as well. So it'll be a great thrill for connections, but realistically, could he be competitive in a Caulfield Cup?
Oh, what he's seen off the other day, he looks like he's getting better off age, and, the owner's done a great job sticking by him because he's only won two races here in Australia. But he's got the ticket into the Caulfield Cup, so he'd be stupid not to go for it now.
What about the day out you had? You were literally a lip away from four winners on the day.
Yeah, I had a great day out. I had 10 rides. I was pretty knackered by the end of it, but it was good to get a few results.
Do you really relish these opportunities when we have those group ones in Sydney and a few of your colleagues head north and, as you mentioned, you get 10 rides across a metropolitan Saturday?
Yeah, 100%. You really got to take the opportunities when they come to you. Look, I didn't think I'd ride three winners, to be honest. I thought I had a nice book of rides, but I'll be just happy to get one winner, and then three on the cards was really good, and I actually thought I could probably win the Hariba as well, so I was a bit unlucky in that race. I thought just to go down by the narrow of margins.
Yeah, one more stride, you would have won the Hariba. It was really good, Nicolini Vito, and Aaron Bay is just spitting out cash to its connections, one of whom is the boss here at RSN, Bernard Saundry. Does he sling? Have you seen anything yet?
No, I haven't seen anything yet, so I'm still waiting.
and Frigid was good in the last.
Oh, super. Absolutely super. When I did the form going into the race, I was very confident going into it. I thought it mapped perfectly. There's nice tempo for her to sort of settle because she can throw her head round and not make it easy. But she sort of found a nice happy medium where she was, and she canted up pretty much. It was a nice little bit of a track work gallop for her.
You've got a pretty good record overall at Mornington. Is there a trick to riding the track? You're sort of watching it after we haven't raced there for a while. Horses start to make their move down the side, and you think, oh, hang on. And then, oh, no, they've still got to get around that corner and get up the straight. Do you have a little tactic riding around Mornington?
Oh, I think Mornington's a very difficult track to ride at, to be honest. It can really undo some sort of horses, and it suits other horses. Like a lot of Mornington horses probably when they're used to just going up that hill late. But it's a momentum track, I feel. Like, they get going down the side, and you can go early or you can get held up and sort of come over the top of them. It's lots to do with tempo, I guess, as well. But, yeah, it's a very... I don't really like riding there particularly. It's quite a hard track to ride sometimes.
Well, you might like it after Saturday. It was a very good performance. Hey, could this be the start of a very big week? Are you on Benedetta in the Sangster this Saturday?
Yep. Looking forward to her riding here this Saturday in the Sangster.
Gee, she's struck form. She's always been in good form, but... I think Jason Warren's placed her very well, but this is going to be a hot Sangster come Saturday, now worth $1 million, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. It looks like a very hot race now, which is a bit unfortunate because, it would be nice to have an easy group one to try to win, but she goes in there in great order, so looking really forward to riding her.
You got a few other nice rides during the Adelaide Carnival lined up?
I think so. I think I've got 6 on Saturday so far, and then... I'm not sure what I've got coming up ahead apart from that.
SMS from a listener just wanted to know what happened to Morkeb. Too bad to be true. I think I read, did it pull up lame in the Stewarts?
Yeah, pulled up lame. Never felt happy the whole race. Stepped a bit slow, never travelled, and then was really wayward when I asked her to sort of quicken down the side. And I just think it's put a line through that run and then get her back on a wet track with some headgear on. She'll be a lot better.
Daniel, well done, mate. Great day out at the office, winning the Mornington Cup and a treble on their big day.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Dan Stackhouse joining us there.